This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And nobody.
We're talking about the good news and the bad news coming out of Ottawa, where the trucker convoy, the Freedom Convoy, is now, it's about ready to cross into its second full week. As of Friday and Saturday, it'll have been 2 whole weeks that the protest has been ongoing, with truck drivers parked up all around the Parliament area in Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. Apparently, there's also truckers in other countries that are emulating this. There may be a USA trucker convoy starting up as soon as Saturday. And we are going to continue, of course, to cover this. But one of the more interesting aspects, besides what's going on the street level, where it's basically an ongoing party, they've got like bounce houses for the kids, they got people cooking, they got people coming in with donations.
Where are they putting the bounce houses?
Just right in the street.
Yeah,
just right in the street. They've literally taken over. You remember the autonomous zone, quote unquote, mm-hmm. from Seattle a couple years ago?
It wasn't in Portland.
Whatever. Portland, Seattle.
I don't really know the difference.
Yeah, same thing.
Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon.
Correct. But the autonomous zone was, you know, kind of like this, where they took over the streets and the government really couldn't do anything about it because there was such a large number of people. And the same exact thing has happened here, except not from the left, but more of, I don't know if you want to call it right wing or what, but definitely doesn't have the same feel.
I would say centrist, because it seems to have left and right wing elements.
Yeah, this one certainly seems to be kind of like the family-friendly variant of it. People are out there. It's not as serious as far as the occupiers are concerned. They're having fun. They're throwing dance parties. There isn't a warlord. Yeah, there's not a media-appointed warlord who's running guns in and out of the protest, at least not that we're aware of.
Hmm.
But it's interesting watching this. The footage, by the way, is still coming out of a channel called Auto Walks. He's streaming live right now. Those truckers are still there. The signage is still there. There's still a bunch of people in the streets. And, again, we're approaching the second weekend. I guess this would be technically the third weekend, because this started on a weekend, basically. It started 2 Saturdays ago, and then it went through another weekend. So this will be the third weekend. And again, people coming up from all over the place to visit and to come out. Looks like somebody's got porta potties out there, so we were wondering about that. How are they handling people who have to go? So somebody did think ahead, and they brought some porta potties out, so that's a good thing.
A good plan.
But so the good news, again, is that they're staying. The good news is these drivers are dedicated. They are willing to take the risk of staying there and getting, you know, potential criminal charges. They're now the crackdown has begun as of this week. Earlier this week, I think it was Sunday, the mayor of the city announced a state of emergency, so-called. And then, of course, they use that as the excuse to go around and start confiscating gas canisters from people to try to prohibit. They actually announced that anyone who is caught bringing in, quote unquote, material support to the drivers is subject to being arrested. So people who are bringing in gas, people who are bringing in food, people who are apparently bringing in firewood. There were cops confiscating firewood yesterday in Ottawa.
Wow.
So,
and it's amazing that this is a legal protest. You know, they do have a right to protest in Canada, supposedly, but that won't stop the pigs from trying to put you in prison.
Nope. And they said they've got like 64 different investigations going on simultaneously with the Ottawa Police Department investigating the truckers.
I'm sure they have even worse laws that let them do whatever they want during an emergency.
Sure. Yeah, state of emergency makes it so whatever constitutional protections there might be is completely wiped out.
You can steal from people now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a summary of where we're at, and now they know. The government gang knows how to cut off funding. They run the banks. All they have to do is go to the banks and say, hey, look, this person, this person, this person, you are not allowed to allow them any access to any outside deposits. That you just shut their accounts down, freeze them out, and that's what they're doing now with the give, send, go. The folks here behind the protests, they thought they had had a runaround. They thought they'd had a workaround to the whole GoFundMe problem, where GoFundMe froze their account after they raised 10 million Canadian. They thought they were going to go with an alternative, and they did, and the alternative supported them. But now the government gang has issued an order saying that the funds are to be frozen from Give, Send, Go. So they've raised 8.4 million U.S. and I did the calculations, ran the conversion. It is over 10 million Canadian. So they have raised as much money on Give, Send, Go in, again, less than a week as they did on the GoFundMe site. But once again, they are being told they cannot access their funds. And so cryptocurrency is the answer here. It is the only answer to this situation.
Pretty funny.
The banks are, it's not funny, it's sad. But
no, it's funny that, I don't know, not funny, like laughing funny, but it's interesting that this has proven that.
Yes, and that is one of the benefits of these crackdowns, is it is a wake-up call for people out there who think that they're going to be able to fund an uprising, a peaceful one, by the way, that they're going to be able to fund a protest movement through the old means. It is not possible. If you have their attention, they are going to do everything they can to stop you within their means. And one thing, the one thing that is not within their means is to control cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
They cannot do anything about that.
And
interestingly enough, if you compare this to the Black Lives Matter, and I support Black Lives Matter, I don't support the burning down of cities.
Correct.
But, you know, they were burning things down, and yet they were able to, apparently the people running Black Lives Matter were taking money out and
buying
houses.
Yeah, buying mansions.
That's a good point. They didn't get frozen out of the financial system.
No, because they were supported by the political elite.
That's a good point. And they're pro-government, ultimately. They're not against, they might be against the current status quo, but they want the state to exist. And I'm sure there are people that want the state to exist in Toronto, or rather, Ottawa.
But that's why I think this is, I didn't really mean that it was funny, but I'm just kind of happy to see that this has been something that has come out of this, just because it's a lot of conservatives, at least in America, that are behind the truckers, and they need to understand, like, listen, look, you can either back the blue or you can back the truckers.
Not both.
And not both. And also that you...
Right. The blue are the ones that are coming and taking these truckers' gas.
You can either be for cryptocurrency or against the truckers.
Yep.
Because a lot of conservatives, they think, oh, well, what if the vaccine isn't the mark of the beast? What if it's Bitcoin? Just because. I don't know.
Yeah, wake up. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency equals freedom. It is something the government cannot touch. They cannot do anything about it. And boy, does it piss them off. That's why they raided our studio ago, and your home, nobody, and the homes of some of our friends and co-hosts here. So they're very serious about going after cryptocurrency, but they cannot stop it because it is permissionless. And what that means is you don't have to go and sit in front of some banker for an hour, show your ID, fill out a bunch of forms, wait some more, and then wait because they didn't
get set judged
your...
and questioned and pried.
Yep. And then you got to, you know, wait some more and call customer service because they didn't open your online account. Oh, and your online account didn't have the features activated that it should have. So
are
now you got to
wait
some more time.
Are you sure you're not being frauded when you're just trying to spend your own money?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
What are you doing? Yeah. Trying to buy a house? None of your business.
So that's pretty much the status of where we're at with the Toronto, or rather, I keep saying Toronto, with the Ottawa situation. But there actually is a story out of Toronto here, and that is that from the AP, the Biden administration is now urging Justin Trudeau's government gang to use its federal powers to end the truck blockade by Canadians who are protesting the COVID restrictions as the bumper-to-bumper demonstration forced auto plants on both sides of the U.S. and Canadian border to shut down or scale back production. So remember, we talked about how they're locking down the bridges between, say, Detroit and Windsor. in Ontario and
the
other
Ambassador
places.
Bridge, which is the one I used to cross when I wanted to go to the Canadian titty bars.
We're going
to
talk a little bit more about that coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the solution to centralized banking freezing and government gangs freezing fundraising efforts like the Give, Send, Go fundraiser, which has raised over $10 million in Canadian dollars worth of money so far in just
Wait,
the last several days.
The Give, Send, Go one raised $10
million? In Canadian dollars, yeah. It's at 8.4 or 8.5 million U.S., which is over $10
million
Canadian.
I guess I misheard that earlier when you said that. I thought you said a million because I knew I knew the
Bitcoin
other one.
Fundraiser is not quite to a million.
I knew that the GoFundMe raised $10 million. Canadian dollars. So.
Correct. That was $10 million Canadian.
But I didn't know GiveSendGo did already.
They sure did. Because there's a tremendous level of support for these Freedom Convoy truckers. But unfortunately, the government is stepping in the way saying, no, you can't do that. So we're talking about the cryptocurrency aspect of this. I want to come back around to it. But
The first time that GoFundMe raised $10 million, they froze it. And then it's just even more clear that people are consensually wanting to give this money to the truckers when they do it all over again the next week with a new platform and still, it has to be frozen. This is
the proceeds of crime. We can't allow this.
Voluntary. Clearly
the
voluntary.
The crime of dissenting against your government.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they applied for the freeze-out based on some sort of statute in Canada that basically says, you know, if it is going to somehow assist a criminal act or whatever, then they can freeze this. And so because they've written some tickets...
I don't see how protesting is a criminal act.
Well, technically, protesting isn't a criminal act, but they're going to say, we've arrested people for blah-bitty-blah violating this judge's order. We've ticketed hundreds of people for violations of the traffic code, so therefore this is a criminal protest, therefore funds are frozen.
You know, I was thinking...
And the tickets don't have to be valid.
That's right.
Because all they have to do is buy themselves time.
Hmm. I was thinking it might be better for the truckers in America to go to all the capitals, including Alberta.
State capitals?
Yeah, isn't it? Not Alberta.
That's
Albany?
Canada.
Albany?
Yeah.
Instead of going to New York City. Because what kind of impact is it really going to have in a city of millions and millions of people instead of... Albany is a lot smaller.
That's a good point. There's a lot more cops in New York City than there are in Albany.
Oh, yeah. And also, that's where the government actually meets. And also, the streets seem kind of crappy there. Like, not like like potholes, but like...
It's just a
so
crappy
thin
city.
And it feels like you're going to run into the walls in some places in Albany.
It would definitely be it would seem like a lot larger of a protest if they occupied Albany. You're
right about
that. A
bigger impact, I think.
Somebody should put you in charge of this USA trucker protest thing.
Come on, truckers. Listen to me.
So Edwin Lundstrom in our YouTube chat is asking us to chime in on the cryptocurrency death issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what he's referring to is what happens when you die, because I think they were talking about that earlier tonight in the case of if you have cryptocurrency.
It's just like anything else. You need to have a plan for when you die. You need to have a will. It's a personal responsibility. Right?
Yeah, that's the short answer. The kind of more technical answer to that question, without going too deep, is presuming you trust your kids and you don't have, like, you know, a crackhead son or something like that who's going to, you know, empty your he's going to get some free crack pipes and go empty your bank account, or empty your crypto accounts. As long as your kids are trustworthy, you can give them your keys. You can give them your cryptocurrency keys. If not, then things get kind of iffy because, like, And there may be some sort of solution out there that's been come up with for this. Maybe there's something I don't know about, and that would actually be something I'm interested in hearing about, is what are the death solutions for distributing cryptocurrency? Because, you know, maybe you trust your lawyer, maybe you don't.
I was about to say, it would probably be easier to find, like, a legal or, like, a lawyer solution if the government wasn't getting in the way of cryptocurrency still, or trying to.
Well, but the thing is, then you still have to trust the lawyer not to empty your crypto account, right? Because if you give somebody
your
keys,
you can split the words between two lawyers.
You could.
That would be
that's one way.
That would be one thing that would make it much harder.
I mean, it's visible that somebody stole it, so if your lawyer is the only one with the keys and
you
die, your family will know exactly what happened.
True. That's true.
And then they're going to lose their credibility just stealing people's Bitcoin.
It would be interesting to hear if people have already dealt with this. Like, what are some of the stories from how did this get handled? How were coins passed down? Obviously, you can take the keys to the crypto, which in most cases are like a dozen or 24 words that you write down when you first create the crypto wallet. You're suggesting nobody split it up, maybe split it between two lawyers or split it up among your kids.
I think most people can trust their kids. I don't think most people have all crackhead
kids. Some families have fighting kids, though, right? Like, they don't like each other. They're fighting with one another. They're fighting over the estate, you know, that kind of thing. There might be another potential to where you could write the words down and seal it in some way and then have the lawyer hold that. That way the attorney doesn't even know what they have, but they know that on your death that file is to be given to your heirs. So that might be another option. And there's also, of course, multi-signature wallets, which may also be another way to play this, wherein you could give, you create a multi-signature Bitcoin wallet. What that means is a normal Bitcoin wallet just requires the owner to authorize a transaction. So the one person holds the key. They authorize the transaction. It's done. A multi-signature wallet is kind of like those, you know, like those movies. You remember the heist movies where they go to a bank vault and somebody's got to turn the key at the same time as somebody on the other side of the room has to turn another key and then the bank vault opens?
No.
You never seen that before? Mm-hmm. It's like it basically requires more than one person to get into the in this case the bank vault or whatever. That can be done with a Bitcoin wallet, where you can require more than one person has to authorize, so they both have two different keys, but in order to release the Bitcoin, both of those keys, or three keys or four keys, or however many you want to set it up for, have to be utilized in order to make that happen. Now the problem there is if you are in the same airplane with your son, and the airplane goes down, and then you wanted to leave your Bitcoin to both your son and your daughter, and you set up a multi-signature wallet, then your daughter's not going to get into it because your son just died at the same time as you. So, yeah, there's some circumstances in which the multi-sig thing might not work either. So just no real perfect answer to this question from what I can tell.
I mean, I've never heard of a huge problem of lawyers stealing people's regular money.
Well,
it happens once in a while. It happened to Stormy Daniels, apparently.
Oh,
yeah, it does
the
happen.
Porn star?
Yeah, the one who, her lawyer, when she sued Trump, apparently jacked some of her money, and he's in prison for it now.
Well.
But, you know, they caught him and put him in prison. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I mean, just after what we were just kind of spouting off about, my personal favorite of those options is to secure some crypto backup words by somebody who doesn't know that they have them, but is still trustworthy to deliver. You know, seal an envelope, make sure that it's like, all right, this you got to give it to my kids, and then inside the envelope is the instructions on what the words mean. Right? You just don't want to give somebody a dozen words, and if they don't know what that is, then
maybe just have at least one good kid.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, too. But then again, you can't trust the good kid to agree with the other kids if you're trying to split up the money. So
then have a favorite kid.
Your thoughts. Johnny B. Good says lawyers should not be trusted. So, yeah, that's another.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions continue to escalate between the West and Russia over the Russian troop buildup around Ukraine's borders, The United States is still looking for a diplomatic path forward. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying,
nobody wants to see another invasion of Ukraine. Nobody wants to see this escalate into conflict. But we're also looking at this very pragmatically. I mean, we continue to see, even over just the last 24 to 48 hours, Mr. Putin add to his military capabilities. No sign whatsoever of de-escalating the tensions. No sign whatsoever of sitting down seriously and taking a negotiated path forward.
According to a new poll out from CNN, 60% of Americans disapprove of President Biden's job performance. 56% of people who disapproved of Biden's overall performance could not name a single thing he'd done that they approve of. USA Radio News. Thousands of Russian troops are beginning military drills in Belarus.
Adding to the Russia-Ukraine tension, Russia and Belarus Thursday morning have started 10 days of joint military drills. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Europe faces its biggest security crisis in decades.
Earlier this week, I met the Prime Minister of Lithuania. I'll be traveling shortly to Poland. And these are countries where every day the population wakes with an acute awareness of the threat just across their border.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
The Kellogg Company has raised prices to offset surging inflation. Its CEO telling CNBC the goal is to cover input costs with pricing and productivity after implementing price hikes last year helped to boost the company's profits. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
Nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Don't forget, you can help out some people in extreme poverty in Kenya right now by going to give.freetalklive.com and giving some money to Give Directly. They will, and by the way, they do take cryptocurrency at Give Directly, but they will accept your contributions to help out people that are in extreme poverty. They give cash directly to these people, or the equivalent of cash. In the case in Africa, phone minutes are basically like cash. It makes it easy for people to send money back and forth over there, and that's what they do. They find people to give that money to, and they give it to them, and it helps them get employment, nutrition, health, and education. They've given over $400 million worth of funds to over a million people in just the last decade. Give Directly is doing some good work, and we're backing you up by doubling your contribution. We're going to match your contribution up to $30,000 in total. Go to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com.
And when does that end?
I have no idea. I mean, you can always give to Give Directly. They're going to be around whether, you know, we're promoting their URL or not. So.
I was just wondering, it might be like some people might want to if we're going to back them, but they might need to wait a few weeks before they have the money to give or something. I don't know. I was just wondering.
I think that the promotional period was supposed to be through the holidays, but we got it extended or whatever, and we're at about 10% of our goal right now. So nice. We could use, you know, a little bit more support. But hey, any
I'm so
little.
So glad that people gave.
Yeah, any amount. amount counts, and so thank you to, you know, you got to shoot for the moon if you want to get over the fence, that kind of thing. So head over to give.freetalklive.com. Of course, a lot of people giving to the truck drivers and the protests out there in Canada. We were talking about the bridges that have been blocked, and you used to live, nobody, near the Windsor, Ontario Ambassador Bridge, which is one of the bridges. I believe there's multiple bridges that truckers are occupying the, I think it's the Canadian side of this particular bridge. And for the fourth straight day, according to the Associated Press, scores of truckers, scores or dozens, as I understand it, taking part in what they dub the...
A score is 20.
Oh, is it 20?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So scores would be a lot of dozens in that case. Block the Ambassador Bridge, disrupting the flow of auto parts and other products between the two countries. White House said Homeland the White House Homeland Security Secretary and Transportation Secretary spoke with their Canadian counterparts and urged them to help resolve the standoff.
And also the governor of Michigan, the lady that almost got kidnapped, she was, like, calling on the government.
She never really came close to getting kidnapped, considering that everybody in on that plot was FBI.
Yeah.
The majority, I think, were FBI.
Like, all but two? And all the leaders?
So they talk about in this article how Give, Send, Go's fundraising has been frozen. With political and economic pressure mounting, Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins announced the city will seek a court injunction to end the occupation. But what are they going to do, even with their fancy injunction, if these guys don't get off the bridge?
Bomb the bridge.
I guess they could go one by one and try to arrest every single driver, but then if they can't find a tow truck company that's willing to tow all the trucks off the bridge, I guess they could drive them if they arrest
them. They could drop the mask and vaccine mandates for the truckers.
Yeah, then they just go home.
Yep.
I think the truckers don't just want to end their own restrictions. I think they want to see all the restrictions ended. I think this is about ending the entire province's COVID restrictions. So, quote, the economic harm is not sustainable and must come to an end, said the Windsor mayor. Oh, well, what about the economic harm caused by your restrictions, closing businesses, ending careers, destroying lives, creating suicides, drug overdoses through these lockdowns? What about all that?
I watched a video, of somebody in the parliament calling Trudeau out specifically for that, saying, at this point, don't you think that we've done enough damage with the lockdowns? And that's what the people want to see is the lockdowns ended because it will ultimately be better for Canada in general. Something like that. You know, I'm obviously paraphrasing. And Trudeau literally just acted like he didn't hear any of the facts that guy was laying out for him. And he was just like, yes, the most important thing Canadians can do is get vaccinated. We need Canadians. It was like a robot talking.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, he doesn't care if you tell him those things.
That's all they can say is get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated.
No crap.
Well, guess what? Get vaccinated, you're still going to get Omicron.
Yep.
So what did you do? Nothing.
And you can still spread it throughout this whole entire thing before Omicron even came up. I think that that's probably why Omicron showed up.
I heard something on the news that there's some new Omicron variant that is actually more likely to infect vaccinated people or something like that.
No, isn't that special?
But it's like, it's just ridiculous. And what you did if you got vaccinated was you became an experiment. You decided you were going to, you know, experiment on your body and let these big pharmaceutical manufacturers have access to your person so they could put something that hasn't really been tested for very long into your veins. Yeah. See what happens. That's what you did.
Which is fine if you want to participate in medical experiments, more power to you.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
If a cold is worth it to you, I just don't think that the average person would normally think that way, and you shouldn't be able to force that on other people.
In the U.S., authorities brace for the possibility, so-called authorities, of the possibility of similar truck-borne protests inspired by the Canadians, and Paris and Belgium government goons have banned road blockades to head off disruptions there, too. Homeland Security in the U.S. said in a bulletin to local and state law enforcement agencies it has received reports that truckers are planning to, quote, potentially block roads in major metropolitan cities in a protest against vaccine mandates and other issues.
I was just thinking, the liberals who act like they're, I mean, it's mainly liberals, I think I can pretty much say that, who act like they're some kind of angel heroes for forcing people at the doors of hospitals to wear masks, or they call the security and forcing people to get vaccinated and being all behind it and feeling like they're heroes for that, like they're saving the world. Mm-hmm. Where were they standing up for people who wanted to take experimental cancer drugs and the government told them no? I mean, I've never seen a big movement doing that. I mean, imagine what these people could change if they actually wanted to change the world and weren't just being obedient people who feel like, oh, they don't have to do any work, but they feel good about themselves.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. That happened to my wife. She there was an experimental treatment that she wanted to take, and the doctors said, well, it would take us 6 months to get permission to use that treatment, and she'll be dead by then, so we're not going to bother. They didn't even bother to fill out the paperwork.
Oh, my God.
So thank the FDA for that one.
Yep. Yeah.
The agency said the convoy could begin in Southern California as early as this weekend, possibly disrupting traffic around the Super Bowl, and reach Washington in March in time for the state of the... I'm guessing the Super Bowl's in California?
I don't know.
I haven't paid attention.
I think it depends on who's playing, but I think it was like in Florida.
No, they picked the Super Bowl regardless of who's playing.
Oh.
So the location just moves around, and then whatever two teams happen to be, they go to there.
Well, it shows how much I know about sports ball.
In time for the State of the Union address. Oh, okay, so that's their plan. They're going to go from the West Coast to D.C. in time for the State of the Union, according to a copy of the bulletin obtained by the Associated Press. The White House said the department is, quote, surging additional staff, unquote, to the Super Bowl just in case. The ban on road blockades in Europe and the threat of prison and heavy fines were likewise prompted by online chatter calling on drivers to converge on Paris and Brussels over the next few days. The Ambassador Bridge, by the way, is the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing of all, carrying 25% of all trade between the two countries. Wow, so they shut down the number one border crossing as part of this protest, so the effects of the blockade have been felt quite rapidly there. According to Ford, its Windsor engine plant reopened Thursday after being shut down Wednesday because of a lack of parts. Okay, so they had to shut down for one day? I mean, that's not a big deal.
I can live with it.
The whole country had to shut down for 2 years because of what they're protesting against.
Although they are saying the factory and their assembly plant is operating at a reduced capacity. Their assembly plant located in Oakville, Ontario, near Toronto. So the U.S. government is demanding that the Canadian government crack down on these protesters on the bridge. Meanwhile, they're still sitting there, and no one's getting through. There's more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. And bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Nobody joining you. And, of course, you can take control and bring up anything. We have been talking a lot, especially in the last week or so, about the Freedom Convoy in Canada, in Ottawa specifically, but also expanding to some of the key bridges, specifically the Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan Bridge, which is apparently the number one bridge. It's blockaded right now by truck drivers, and they're not moving. As a result, the Port Huron Bridge, which is a little ways to the north of that, has been the sort of the go-to bridge for drivers that need to get in to Canada from the United States. But simply because that bridge is so popular now, there's a two-hour delay, according to the story at the Associated Press, to get through that bridge. So that's, it's been a major choke point. Even though traffic is moving, it's barely moving in that location. So it's very difficult to get products across the border.
So, sorry, at this time. The trucks aren't stopped?
So the trucks are stopped at the Windsor Bridge. But if you go north up, what's the lake there?
Port Huron?
Port Huron is where the other bridge is that is open. I just don't know what the lake
Superior
is.
Superior or something?
I don't have a map in front of me. I figured you lived there.
Let's see, Lake Michigan on one side, and I think Lake Superior on the other side.
Right, there's like there's a river between them, right, that I think. Anyway, we can pull up a map at a later point. But Port Huron is north of the Detroit Bridge. And so the Detroit Bridge is the one that's stopped.
Hmm. So that goes over
the Detroit River.
Right.
Which
connects
runs
a couple
between,
of the lakes, right?
The Detroit River runs between Detroit and Windsor.
So then the truckers are going north to the Port Huron Bridge, and they're trying to get across there, but because so many of them
are going there. The truckers who aren't part of the convoy, right?
Correct. The ones that are trying to get to, you know, America. Get a load up to Canada. Ones going from the U.S. to Canada, they're having a difficult time.
They're trying to drop a load in Canada.
Right. But because there's an unusual number of them going to a smaller, you know, crossing point, it's essentially choking the traffic and making it difficult for them to get through.
Well, they should just join the convoy, then.
They should. Yeah. Unfortunately, some of these drivers are not independent operators, and so therefore, I'm sure they're worried they're going to lose their jobs if they were to join the convoy.
I'm really interested to see what the ones in Alaska are doing, because, I don't know, they could join the Canadians, or they could just do an Alaska-based one. But isn't Alaska really not that bad on mandates, I thought I heard?
I would suspect they're not as bad as a lot of the other states, just because, you know, Alaska has a lot of, I mean, they're a very individualist state.
I suspect you can't be a bitch and live in Alaska.
Not easily.
No doubt. So you can bring up anything. We're going to go to your phone call. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. I just want to mention that, you know, the Canadians have been going to vacation in Havana, Cuba for years. I don't know when they started that relations, but it's been going on for a while. Because remember, there was a Canadian hosting your show, and he was from Canada. And then he said his families were vacationing in Havana. So,
who the hell
was
a Canadian hosting
maybe
our show?
Called in.
People should vacation in Havana. People should go down and see for themselves, you know, what communism gives you, which is starvation.
Yeah, and poverty.
I'm sure that in the touristy parts, you wouldn't be able to see that. You'd have to venture.
They try to hide it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this was before. I mean, that's because we Americans could go there now. But I'm talking about, the Canadians were always able to go on vacation like 30 years ago. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's right.
Unfortunately, we can't go anymore. We could at one time, and Trump, Obama opened it up, and then Trump shut it down. So that was one of the places where Trump was very anti-freedom.
Right. Didn't close Guantanamo Bay, but closed access to Americans visiting Cuba.
I don't know about that, nobody. I mean, maybe it's back open again. According to just a quick Google search here shows there's a nonstop flight available from JetBlue. It's a 4-hour flight from New York City to Havana.
Really?
$645 will get you there.
Yeah, maybe.
I could be wrong.
Maybe Biden just reinstated it because I know he went and overturned a lot of things Trump did on like the first day. I don't really pay attention to
what. According to a December 15th article at viahero.com, as an American traveler, all you have to do to travel to Cuba in 2022 is choose one of 11 categories of authorized travel. So you have to plan your trip so it falls into one of these categories. So I guess there's a certain level of bureaucracy.
Is there, like, one of the levels is just leisure?
I'm not sure. I don't see.
Can I show you?
The list here right off the bat. But so that, yes, it can be done. You might have to fill out an extra form or something like that, but it is possible. And I support this, you know, from the perspective of I think that there should be no sanctions. There should be no travel restrictions. Americans should be free, the rest of the world for that matter, should be free to go wherever they want, to visit whomever they want. And that way we can mix people together all around the planet. The people of Cuba can learn about the wealth of America. They can get into business with Americans. They can buy things from Americans. And that is the thing that truly brings people out of poverty, to be able to engage in free trade.
I'd really like to know if anybody out there listening knows of like any really good websites for just connecting with people from other countries that isn't heavily monitored or heavily awful.
Facebook or something?
Well, something better than that.
Right.
Because I just want to know, like, I really want to know what the average Ukrainian is thinking about what's going on right now. Like, if they're like, America, like, don't come save us from Russia, we're fine, or what? Because I don't know what they're thinking. You only hear what the government wants. The government of Ukraine, or the government of Russia, or the government, and all they hear is what the government of the United States is saying. They don't know what we're saying. You know what I mean?
And then also, you never hear about the Communist Party that wants communism of Ukraine. All you hear about is all the people that don't want the Russians.
I mean, that could
There's
be true,
communists
Sarah.
In all of the countries nearby, Poland, that are still communist, they want communism back.
I don't think Poland is a communist country.
Well, Sarah's basic idea is that kind of on the same idea as me, though. Like, if the average Ukrainian actually wants to be part of Russia, how am I supposed to know that? All I know is what Biden and...
Or the mainstream media tells you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really think that they're all wanting to be communists, because who wants that? But.
So I do have the list here, according to viahero.com. According to the story, as of June 5th, 2019, you can no longer go to Cuba on a guided group tour, for whatever reason, or take a cruise to Cuba, but you can travel independently under 11 categories. There used to be 12, but they are eliminated. The one they eliminated was educational activities by persons at an academic institution. But if you can do it under the other 11, which include support for the Cuban people, professional research, religious activities, visiting family, journalistic activities, humanitarian projects, or to provide support to the Cuban people, which is the first one.
Weird.
Official business for the U.S. government, foreign governments, and other governmental organizations. Public performance, authorization to provide travel services, and activities of private foundations, research, or educational institutes. They say the most popular choice is support for the Cuban people.
So it sounds like Trump just made it harder.
Maybe it was
true. My whole point was that, remember,
2019.
I said that there's a large communist party in Canada. It still might be capitalist country, but there's a communist influence in Canada, and that Trudeau was down there in the 1970s, and he was a politician. Trudeau family.
That's right.
As you were saying. And then also,
and he's a communist.
Wasn't he born in the 70s?
And he is a communist, like I was speculating.
Yeah, so basically, the communists are in charge of Canada. So why don't you move to Canada? Have you considered a migration up there?
Well, the thing about it is that that's not the whole point. I'm here, and I have an important job to educate people about communism around the world. And the thing is that Canada has...
Look, I can understand.
Leading.
Why do you have to impose your philosophy on everybody? Why do you have to force everybody to live your way when there are already countries that live your way?
Well, the thing is that if people knew what communism was, like welfare, Medicaid, Medicare, disability like I'm on.
Well, that's not what communism is. Communism is a situation where the government takes over the entire economy, and instead of being able to choose your job, you're forced into a job, and if you don't want the job they give you, they put you in re-education camps,
yep,
or the gulag.
Or
so maybe somebody should educate you as to what communism really is.
Great point. Thank you for the call, Sarah. The number here is 603-283-6160, and notice she didn't answer his question either. She never does. 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is on the way. You can join us here on Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.